from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of still, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Hey, welcome once again to Land Grant Brewing Company's Beers with the Brewers.
No, it's Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers.
This is all true. Hey, the guy just said it, and here we are. We got Walt Keyes.
I'm here.
Hey, I'm Mark Richards, by the way, and guess what? We've got a brewer, Dan Schaefer, in the room.
It's always handy having a brewer
Beers with the Brewers.
And it's amazing that this podcast is going on without our... Well, we're down two today.
We're down two. Adam's out golfing
in Arizona.
Yeah.
And our esteemed producer, Julie...
She's moved on.
Flew the coop.
She's moved on. She's
she made a wise decision to go back to be a lawyer again.
Producer Julie... We don't know what to do without you, but Walt poured us a beer, so
somehow. I'm thinking she probably just saw the polar vortex come and decided she wanted to work that day and just went to the extreme measure of
quit my job. It's going to be so cold.
When you use the word vortex,
you know it's on.
People are running for cover. I mean, Dan, it's crazy. You made it to work today. How'd you do that with the vortex and all?
There's a car involved.
Yeah.
Also some thermals.
I'm all thermal long underwear up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
My top long underwear and my bottom long underwear.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You're laden.
I'm layered up.
I'm trying to limit my liquid intake. I feel like I have to disrobe every time I go into the restroom. So
yeah.
There could be some. It could get messy after this. I'm just saying.
Freeze like an ice cube. You got too much liquid in you.
Tranquility Base this week.
Yeah.
Complex, citrus, dank and earthy. And I'll tell you, we had a struggle coming up with four descriptor words because complex really sums it up. Mm-hmm. There's just so much going on in this beer. I changed my mind on it two or three times a day, what I thought of the aroma and flavor. Yeah. And then when I poured another and it was having a beer, it's delicious.
Yeah, man, there's a lot going on.
There is.
And it's kind of tough to really put your finger on any one thing.
What was last year?
Last year was Binary Star. When we're talking about Tranquility Base and Binary Star, if you're like, what are they talking about? This is our annual Space Grant, space-inspired black IPA. So Tranquility Base is the name of the landing site for Apollo 11. Obviously, the famous space mission that landed us on the moon and returned us back to Earth. And it's the 50th anniversary of that mission this year.
That was back in the 1969.
Good year. So 50 years ago, Apollo 11 took us to the moon and back. Tranquility Base, as I mentioned, is the name of the site. They landed in the Sea of Tranquility region of the moon. So they named their little landing area the Tranquility Base.
Nice.
Yeah.
So Dan's pick last year on food pairings, taco, chimichurri steak, chili, black bean. What do you think, Dan? You need to revise anything? Or are those solid for this year's black IPA?
I'm sticking to my guns.
Chimichurri steak sounds fantastic.
It does sound good.
Mostly I just like saying chimichurri.
Maybe we should make some chimichurri steak for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm having a Super Bowl party if anyone wants to come. Yeah.
Where?
My house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Maybe I'll make some chimichurri steak tacos.
That's good. Dan, you can just walk over.
Yeah.
I could.
You're real
as long
close.
As it's not the vortex situation we're dealing with.
Just step outside and it would just whisk me away.
Just sweep you up
in the direction
Dominion.
Of your house. But
as long as the wind's blowing Walt's direction, just jump in the vortex.
You'll end up at my house or in the river.
So. Man, there's a vortex of movie trivia nights coming up.
Oh, what a
speaking of vortexes.
Seamless transition, Mark.
It's all about the vortex today.
Yeah, so this week, let's talk about events. This week, we've got Polar Vortex going on today and tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. But yeah.
I didn't see that on my calendar, did I?
You just feel it all around.
I didn't
you.
Get invited to that, I guess.
As Mark alluded to just a moment ago, this is a movie. Is what we are calling our movie film trivia challenge. It goes down on Tuesdays, and it returns this Tuesday, February 5th. Going forward from there, it's going to be a weekly event on Tuesdays. A lot of fun, very difficult trivia, but if you've got some friends that know their movies and know their actors and actresses, you should come on down and play with us. Studio 35, an amazing account partner of ours.
Go-to movie theater.
Yeah, gave us a huge stack of movie passes to give away as prizes at This Is a Movie. So
that's awesome. Thanks, Andy.
That supplements the land grant prizes we've got as well. So a lot of fun stuff to play for. Come on down on Tuesdays and play trivia with us. Bay Day coming up. You might ask, what is that? It is Valentine's Day.
Oh, very romantic.
Bay is the name of our Imperial Raspberry Porter that we've done a few times now. Chocolate Raspberry Porter, I believe. Actually.
Chocolate Raspberry Imperial Porter.
Yeah, yes. It is a decadent beer is the best way to describe it.
It's dessert.
Yeah. But we're going to have a little Valentine's Day party here. We're going to have some live music in the tap room. The name of the band is escaping me at the moment.
There's a band playing?
Yeah, we got a. It's a duo. They're going to do some love song covers, some originals. Should be a nice sort of romantic evening here in the tap room.
The White Stripes are back together.
Yeah, it's Jack and
Meg.
Meg White will be playing Seven Nation Army for 5 hours. That's going to go down on Valentine's Day, the 14th. 27th, we're having a cool event, Defend Our Beer, which is put on by Defend Our Future, which is a clean water advocacy group. They are going to host a panel discussion here talking about the impacts of climate change, clean water, and environmental protections on the most important thing of all, quality beer. Should be informative and interesting. And actually, Defend Our Water is where we found our sustainability manager, Vinny. He did an internship with them. Now he's here.
We found him there. He was just milling around the parking lot.
He was just hanging out in their lobby. And we found him.
Do you need help, friend?
And
he's picking up empty cans in the parking lot.
And he just never left. But no, cool event. Come on down for that. And that's all I got right now.
Sweet. So this is, I think Black IPA, Dan, would you say it's like, the word controversial is strong, but it's kind of...
The word controversial is controversial.
There's a couple, there's a couple different stories into Black IPAs or Cascadian Dark Ales.
Cascadian Dark Ale is a pretty cool beer style name, I gotta say.
Sounds a lot more regal, doesn't it?
Sounds pretty fancy.
I think that lasted for all of, 30 seconds, and then they quickly switched to Black Ale. I think just Black Ale is fine, but that...
American Black Ale, sometimes you see it as that.
You have to stick IPA in everything.
The Cascadian Dark... I mean, if there was ever something to point towards with, pretension in craft beer, that's probably stop number one, Cascadian Dark Ale.
Yeah, there's a lot of hops in... No. There's a lot of hops in it. It's kind of an IPA.
I understand. But
it's not an India Pale Ale.
It's not pale.
It's not pale.
True.
I call it delicious. Yeah, we've always done this as a higher gravity beer, and I generally like the examples that are higher ABV. I think it came in at 8.2% ABV and 55 IBUs-ish, but we, of course, had to use Apollo hops this year.
It's Apollo 11.
I was compelled. So, CTZ, that's Columbus Tomahawk and Zeus for... Being initiated. They're all the same thing. Eureka, which is new to us and completely bonkers. Cashmere, which is awesome this year. And good old Cascade. And Malt Bill, we went super simple this year. Just our plain old Silo 2-Row and Midnight Wheat.
I would have to say this may be the first time I've had Eureka hops in a beer.
Yeah, it definitely tastes... There's a different hop taste in there, and I'm guessing that's the Eureka that I'm kind of tasting.
Probably as close. I mean, you just open the bag, and it's just swag.
Yeah.
So dang.
Yeah. But underneath that, you get a lot of cool, like very tropical-ish, some dark fruit character as well. But yeah, it's really bonkers in the glass this year. The cashmere this year is amazing. You open the bag and that's just like a, it's like opening a can of those little mini mandarin oranges. In the past, we've sort of got lime and lemon lime, some coconut off of that, which I think still sort of plays a bit. Yeah, it's mostly tangerine. You get some passion fruit, too. Apollo is straight, like, grapefruit and dank. A lot of dank this year. A lot of dank. But yeah, I mean, you get a little bit of all of that in here. I think last year I really enjoyed Binary Star, but that was a bit juicy and sort of lacked the bite that we've had in the past, and we certainly went away from that. Yeah, this is a big old slappy in the face, black IPA. In terms of slapping, how many slaps is this, guys?
Oh, man.
Hold on. How crushable
is it? I'd go two on this. I think I'd go two. It's pretty aggressive in alcohol.
Yeah.
What do you think, Wally?
I'll say three. It's a little bit stronger, but it's pretty tasty. I could drink three of them.
This is my second.
So you've already crushed two today.
I have crushed two. Okay. I think I could probably crush another. I'd go with three.
There you go.
I'll stay with two to bring it to 2.75 this week.
That's perfect. Right. It gets you through a polar weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Gets you right through the vortex.
Warm you up through the vortex.
It's nice, too, because, I mean, this is something you can spend some time with. Like you said, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'll tack a third on there.
There's a lot to think about in this beer. It's got a lot of things going on. I'm digging it. My left hand has a beer. My right hand has a coffee mug or a beer mug.
It's called a campfire mug.
Campfire mug. It's the black IPA version, the Space Grant series. Yeah. It's cool. It looks really cool.
These in today. You got a metallic gold Land Grant logo on there. You got the Space Grant series logo on there. Dark black mug with some flecks in there. Not unlike the stars in space, I guess.
Yeah, cool. Take my money. I'm buying the first one.
Enamel mug. Yeah.
The way you looked at Mark there, I thought you were going to say the stars in your eyes.
The stars. We're saving that for Bay Day.
Right at him, and I'm like, don't say that.
We're saving that for Bay Day.
It'll be the Valentine's Day special.
Oh, Heart of Gold Walt. I mean, special little guy. I think a lot of him.
Yeah. These are available now in the tap room. We should have them up online. Let's see, this is coming out on Thursday. We should have them up by the end of the week online if you're not in the Columbus area.
I love these campfire mugs anyway. Like, perfect. I'm a coffee drinker in the morning, beer drinker by night, and it's good. It's one of my go-to mugs.
Yeah, yeah. And if for some reason you don't like the color black or space or and that sort of thing, we have them in a red and white non-Space Grant version as well.
Ideally, you do have two, so you can put your chili in the other one.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
That's a game changer right there.
Man, Dan, you know we did that chili cook-off. We're thinking about just having another just chili day. Just
Potluck
to eat.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it was such an awesome thing to have a bunch of chili here.
You should probably make sure you put the chili in the red one so you don't try to drink your chili.
Yeah, you got to color code things, yeah.
That'd be a dangerous situation there.
As a Space Grant series and Walt, as a design guy,
did you just read my name off of the paper?
So no.
You look down and then
no, I was said, looking at this Walt. List of these things. All right, quit giving me edit work to do.
You can leave that in.
Line.
So, Walt, as a design guy, I had to fact check your name here. This series won an award for design.
Yeah. We won a Hermes Creative Award for the Space Grant packaging, the series. So we've talked a little bit about the series. This is the sixth Space Grant beer.
Wait a minute. Six?
Oh, yeah. There That's was not... a sneaky one in there. Yeah.
What was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Qbert.
Yeah, Qbert was a... So
wow. Not a black IPA, though.
EF1 was the first one we did. Stood for East Franklin 1. We did that when COSI reopened their planetarium not too long after we opened up. It was a pretty small batch of beer, pilot batch, but one of the first seasonal, or at least non-core beers that we'd brewed here. Followed that up the next year with Gravity Wave, named after the gravity waves that were discovered that year that basically proved Einstein's theory of relativity.
Yep.
If I remember correctly. The next year we did Godspeed, named obviously for John Glenn, who had passed that year.
I think that was my favorite label until this year.
Yeah, I like that one as well.
It just looked right. Yeah, so cool.
And then last year we did Binary Star, which is named for a two-star system that collapses in on itself eventually and creates gravity waves. So, and then obviously this year, Tranquility Base that we're talking about. I'm pretty biased here, but there might be some recency bias as well. But the Tranquility Base is probably like my favorite label that I've done here.
It looks sharp. It looks sharp. So this is always with like kind of a gold metallic theme on a label. So it really stands out apart from the rest of our brands.
Yeah, our friends down at Blue Label down there in Lancaster, they've got some cool stuff to play around with some metallic labels and finishes. So we don't utilize them all the time, but for this beer, which we kind of hold as a special beer each year, we do go for that gold foil metallic
bedazzled look.
Yeah. So it's always black and gold and a little bit of white in there.
Yeah, it's really cool. We got gold Pactex on it, so real easy to spot at your local retailer. Mm-hmm. It's going out next week in cans all over the city.
Yeah, cans available in the tap room today if you're listening on Thursday. They were supposed to be available yesterday, but it was too cold.
You know what? The Vortex, you can't wrap your mind around how many things that affects.
Our air compressor did not agree with the temperature outside.
Which is really ironic because air, wind, Vortex, I don't know.
You think it would thrive in such an environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But alas, it did not.
Just to mention that soon-ish that we will have the coffee variant of this. Our buddies over at Stoff's, Solani, gave us some very nice Mexican coffee that I think is going to pair really, really well with us.
Well, I'll tell you, that coffee deep search is really good.
Yeah.
Speaking of other dark coffee beers that we have on right now, excellent. Mm-hmm. Stoff's does a great job.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to our buds over at Stoff's.
We had a question from a listener this week, Logan.
Logan.
I'm going to quote him. We don't have Adam's voice emulator this week.
Yeah, he took that with him to Arizona. He has to make his phone calls, make dinner reservations and stuff for him.
Is that how he handles his social anxiety? Yeah. He just has the voice translator speak for him?
Yeah. I am calling on the behalf of
Adam Lena.
So without Adam's voice emulator, I'm going to give my best impersonation of Logan. I think he talks about like this. My question is two parts. First, what do you find is the most important aspect of a beer besides tasting good? Secondly, what is your favorite aspect of a beer? And Dan, to make it easy, he even gave you examples. For example,
he's still speaking as Logan?
I'm still Logan. Third person? Yeah, don't break character for me. For example, is it staying true to style, the name and logo marketing, the chosen ingredients and how they are sourced, yada yada. Thanks, Logan.
Well, thank you, Logan.
You yada yada through the best part.
Well, in terms of the most important part, I heard John Palmer say recently that it's easier to make a good beer with a good fermentation and a bad recipe than a bad recipe and a bad fermentation. So I would say I agree with that strongly, that if you have a good, strong fermentation, you have a much better chance of making a great beer. In terms of my favorite aspect, I don't know. I will say that when I'm brewing something for the first time, it's always cool to have some aspect that we've never used before, whether it's a malt, a hop, a process, just something new.
My favorite part of the beer is the UPC. And which one is it going to be? What number?
Well, I think...
I'm just kidding.
I think Dan's is a good tie-in to unexplored territory, like going to the moon, Walt.
Oh, yeah.
Apollo 11, stepping a foot on the moon for the first time.
Yeah.
Dan, you feel the same. You feel like Neil Armstrong and brewing.
Would you compare yourself to Neil Armstrong, Dan?
I would. I don't know if that even goes far enough, really.
Oh, boy. I'm going to throw out a part of beer. So, obviously, I like the packaging a lot because that's my role. But something that I love that breweries do that I think is a nice little touch and goes unnoticed a lot of times is when they put a little clever something on the date code at the bottom. And I know our folks do a good job of putting a little Easter egg down there.
Yeah, what was the Easter egg on?
Check the date.
Tomorrow hasn't come because we didn't can today.
Yeah, but
stay tuned.
But no, I don't know. I like that when breweries put a little something fun.
Get curious, something stupid on the bottom, something interesting.
Yeah,
something that's a joke, inside joke, or something that's like a fun factoid. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. I don't know if it's my favorite part of beer, but I don't know. Throwing it out.
Chris has said that he intentionally does something that is obscure that only makes him laugh. So
I think that's good, though. It makes you dig into it.
For people out there, if you don't get it, don't feel bad.
Yeah. I think Chris is coming up with about 99% of them at this point.
Yeah, they do a good job back there. What do you think, Mark? What's your favorite part of beer?
Having one with friends.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah. Your beer with friends is reflecting in your beautiful eyes.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Hey, man. Can't wait till Bay Day. I'll tell you that without no shame. Without any shame.
Without no shame, man.
Yeah. Got no shame in my game. Hey, thanks for joining us this week.
What are we talking about next week?
Next week is Concentrate. Man.
Oh, boy.
Real excited for this beer. It's got a touch of the hop creep this week, though. Got a touch of the hop creep.
Your voice has a touch of hop creep to it as well.
It's my Bobby Brady impersonation. I think it's time for change. All that being said, just waiting for that to finish out as patiently as we can and really excited to have it. This is another, it'll be a year-long seasonal offering, which a year-long seasonal, how do you do that? Well, you change it every quarter.
Yeah.
So keep you on your toes. Keep you experiencing something new, exploring hops and
And space and cans.
This coming batch is all what we refer to as cheater hops, which I will explain next week.
Yeah.
We call that a tease in the industry.
So,
real quick before we cut here, I just want to say thank you to everyone who came out last night Tuesday night for the big Club Chill launch. That was a ton of fun. Mark had a great time. I think, and it was an amazing turnout. So thanks everyone for braving the cold
for a half. It was a super
I'll tell you what,
deal.
Mark.
The
Titus.
Game itself was not a thrill, but you know that's the state of Ohio State basketball in 2019.
Hey, Mark Titus, super awesome guy. Thanks for hanging out with us last night, and I got to revise my crushability rating on Club Trillion Amber Ale.
Oh, boy. Official redaction.
It goes down a lot easier than I thought. Yeah. I think that's a sixer. I don't encourage you doing that at home, but man, if you are at home, why not?
Super Bowl, you know, you're not driving anywhere. You could probably drink six of those.
Yeah, for a sports game, they're gone. I mean,
soaking some of them up with some nachos or some wings or wing tacos.
Is that what you're serving? Wing tacos?
Wing tacos.
Tings?
Yeah.
Wacos?
This is
Watch
exciting.
Out for the bones, though, because I'm just putting the whole taco or wing in the taco.
Cool.
Yeah, so come to my party.
I'll tell you what, everybody's invited. Come over to Walt's house. I'm not going to give the address, but there's going to be a lot of people there.
There probably won't be that many people there, but we'll see.
With or without Vortex wins, I'm going to blow over.
Cool.
I may watch the game. That's about as much as I can commit to.
Go Rams, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on his year's team.
That's about where I am right now.
Everybody's sick of hearing about the Patriots.
Yeah, that's the best time,
But Hajir from Boston.
Yeah.
Hajir, what do you have to say about that?
Boston's had kind of a tough run sports-wise.
In closing.
So dank.
So dank.
Tip your bartenders.
Peace. Yep.
and gentlemen, we'd also like to welcome to Mark and Julie Side Podcast another guest. Somebody you've known your whole life.
Yeah.
And I've known 4 years, which almost feels like a whole lifetime. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Keyes.
Welcome. Yeah, it feels like I'm almost on the Beers with the Brewers podcast.
Well,
this is different.
This is a little different. This is where we don't really talk. We can talk about beers.
I heard you guys talking about the wind earlier.
Yeah, what do you know about the wind, Walt? We talk
sometimes
about
the wind
that
is,
a lot on our lunch walks.
Sometimes the wind is good and sometimes the wind is bad.
Yeah, it can go either way.
Can you think of an experience in your life where wind was good? And maybe when wind was bad.
When it's hot, wind is good. Mm-hmm. And when it's cold, wind is bad.
Oh, the wind.
And it'd be so nice if it wasn't for the wind.
Yeah, and I go, wow, really? That surprises me that you would feel that way.
Oh, it'd be so nice if there was just a breeze. And breeze is really the same thing as wind.
Breeze is wind.
I don't know, but breeze, that sounds more like a positive word, like ocean breeze. You don't hear like cold breeze. You're like cold winds coming. The nor'easter winds are coming down.
It's never a nor'easter breeze.
No, it never is.
Or what howling some, breeze.
I think wind is always a negative, and then if it's a breeze, it's positive. I think we've cleared some things
up.
Are
there any other words for wind?
Unless you're sailing, I feel like you would want wind.